Following the June escape of two prisoners from the Clinton Correctional Facility in Dannemora, a number of systemic problems were exposed. They include allegations of guard-on-inmate violence, lack of access by independent investigators, and a culture of silence. Also this year, it was determined the death of an inmate in Fishkill was due to a beating by corrections guards. Committee on Correction Chair Daniel O'Donnell, a Manhattan Democrat, called the hearing to determine New York's oversight methodology, if it is efficient and effective, and whether there are potential models that would make it more effective. The chair planned to hear from the State Commissioner of Corrections and receive an update from the Inspector General on her ongoing investigation into the Clinton Correctional Facility breakout. Both declined to appear. O'Donnell was not pleased.
They have informed me that in light of the fact that the investigation about the escape in Clinton is being pursued by the IG and that the U.S. attorney is investigating the murder at Fishkill, that they would be unable to speak to those two issues while the investigations are pending. I accept that explanation. However, both will be brought back before us in the future by subpoena if necessary to address issues regarding oversight of the state correctional system.
A number of experts did appear before the panel. Prisoners Legal Services Executive Director Karen Murtaugh discussed reports of prisoner abuse following the Clinton correctional escape. She outlined a series of problems and said actions must be taken to improve oversight and transparency throughout the correction system.
There is no paper trail. There are no videos. There's no photographs. We haven't been able to find any medical records. Assuming any of this happened, none of the procedures that are set forth in DOC's regulations and directives were followed.
The committee brought in corrections ombudsmen and consultants from outside of New York, looking at prison systems in the United Kingdom and Indiana for perspective. Both emphasized the need for unfettered access to prisons by independent investigators. Attorney Jonathan Moore, representing the family of Samuel Harrell, the inmate killed by guards at the Fishkill Correctional Facility, detailed his investigation and offered a number of recommendations.
Guards who commit violence should be disciplined. There is a need for a more effective system of video surveillance within the prison system. There has been some mention of body cameras. We also believe that DOCs must end the overuse of solitary confinement. Finally, I would be remiss if I didn't say that DOCs needs to do more to eliminate racial bias by guards.
The hearing was adjourned to an undetermined date after the Inspector General issues her report on Dannemora. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.